ever notice that purple shop button at checkout? The one that makes buying online effortless. That's Shopify. And it doesn't just make shopping easy. It makes starting a business easy too. Shopify is proud to power many sources of UK e-commerce, from brands like Mattel and Gymshark to new entrepreneurs. No coding? No problem. Shopify's ready-to-use templates help you create a stunning online store instantly. Manage everything in one place, from inventory and payments to analytics and marketing. Get the word out fast with built-in email and social tools to attract and retain customers. And that purple shop button, it's why Shopify has the highest converting checkout on the planet. Your customers already love it. If you want to see less carts being abandoned, it's time for you to head over to Shopify. For your £1 per month trial and start selling today at shopify.co.uk/try. Go to shopify.co.uk/try. shopify.co.uk/try.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
This time around, Teresa wrote in. She goes, I have a show wants to know segment for you guys. I'm at my absolute wit's end. I call my mother-in-law the monster-in-law because she's earned that title. Every time she comes over, whether it's for a quick visit or to babysit or just drop something off, she shows up with bags and bags of gifts for my kids. She's like, they're not even thoughtful, meaningful gifts. It's just junk from the dollar store. It's so weird, she says. She goes, it's not just the gifts, too. She's over-the-top affectionate with them. Constantly hugging, kissing, and making comments like, Grandma loves you the most out of anyone.
Oh, what?
She even tells him that Mommy's rules don't matter when Grandma's here. She completely ignores us as parents. We try not to give our kids soda or sweets, but somehow every single visit ends with her cracking open a can of Coke and sneaking it to them. If I say something, she rolls her eyes and makes comments like, well, back in my day, kids were allowed to be kids. Now, I've asked my husband to step in and talk to her, and he did. But she says, let's just say he wasn't exactly forceful and nothing has changed. So here's where I'm stuck, JKJ. Do I put my foot down and confront her and risk causing a family scene? Or do I just let her go and accept that Grandma is going to be in her monster way for a few hours every time she's around? I'd love to know. How do other people deal with their overindulgent mother-in-laws? Am I being too sensitive? Or is this something worth standing up for? Love the show. You guys are the bomb diggity, she wrote. And that is Teresa. So what do you think about the monster-in-law? Ignoring all the rules, bringing gifts over all the time, like being overly affectionate with the kids, like she's the best one there. Her quote, Grandma loves you the most out of anyone. What do you think Teresa should do about this? Phone lines are wide open. 303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1649. If you want to sound off, give us a jingle. What do you guys think about this situation?
I kind of feel like grandparents always want to have that like special relationship with their grandkids. And I kind of sensed it with mine, not that they were like trying to undermine my parents or anything, but that like almost they were competing with each other, like my dad's parents and my mom's parents, you know? And I feel like, especially because I was one of the first grandkids, my sister was the first grandkid for both of them, obviously, and then I was the second one. So for us especially, they were fighting over us. They wanted to see us all the time, this, that, and the other thing. So in a way, I can see this, but I think this, Teresa's mother or mother-in-law, has completely taken it to a whole different level that's, like, unhealthy.
I see the phone lines ringing. If you guys get placed on hold, hang tight. Josh is going to run back there into the other studio and get your calls, so hang tight. The overly affectionate is weird to me. Like, the hanging on the children, it sounds like, Katie. Like, hugging them and kissing them and squeezing them and then, like, looking at mom like, I'm the favorite. That's weird to me. I will say I can completely relate to the first part of this email where maybe my mother-in-law, let's just hypothetically, when she comes over, a lot of times she'll come with bags of stuff for the kids, like out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Just a Wednesday afternoon, she shows up with gifts.
And is it presents, kind of the useless, not
it's a lot
like meaningful gifts?
She's probably still in bed.
He's like, can I say this or not?
Yeah. Yeah. And a lot of times I feel like she's just kind of like getting crap out of her house and bringing it over to our house. But like, we've had to say, like, you got to stop bringing gifts over.
Yeah.
The kids have enough. We don't need to spoil them anymore. Like, it is so unnecessary to be bringing gifts over every time you show up.
Yeah.
There's no holiday. It's not a birthday. Because then they're going to start to grow to know that every time grandma's coming over, we get a bag full of crap.
Exactly. That's what they're going to think. You're training them to think that.
It's not good at all. Okay, if you guys want to sound off, boy, phone lines are blowing up. 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. Is it Lena?
Yes.
Hi, Lena. So what do you think about Teresa's monster-in-law and her situation?
Okay, so I agree with her. She needs to stop. Just confront her and let her know. And the reasons is, I'm going to tell a really quick story. My husband passed away from COVID. A year later, they took me to court and they wanted to take my son away from me. So, and the reason I'm telling the story is, stop her right now in a kind way. Because if not, she's going to think, the mother-in-law, monster-in-law is going to think that she is the boss. And she's not. The parents are raising their kids their way. And it's the way I'm raising mine as well. No sweets, no gifts all the time, money, things like that. No, no, she needs to stop it. I'm with her. And the husband needs to talk to his mother.
Yeah.
So,
there is that. He needs to step up
that,
a little
Lena.
Bit more.
The ball's in his court on that one.
I love your line, like, she's not the boss. That is like, that's the bottom line right there, right? She's not the boss.
Yes, it is.
You're not the boss of my kids. Lena, great call. Very wise. We are truly sorry for your loss. Thank you for opening
Thank
up.
You.
We appreciate you.
Thank you.
Have a good day. That's a great call right there. Like, that sums it up. Like,
no,
if you need to get in mother-in-law's kitchen, use that line, right?
Yeah. Well, and boundaries are so important, and I think that's what that call really stressed, is when you are the parent, you are just that. You get to parent your child, and nobody gets to be above that, even if it is
But
your
grandma's
mom,
the favorite, though.
Someone else's mom.
Grandma's
yeah.
the favorite.
Boundaries, Chair. Boundaries.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi.
Hi. Thanks for sounding off for Show Wants to Know. Did you hear Teresa's email?
I did, and I've been in the same situation. My position is I did confront them, and it was a big blow up. And in particular, about soda. So it has been tumultuous, but then again, you as a parent do depend on them when they get older, and you need them to pick them up from school, or they need rides, and you know, we've since gone through the ups and downs together, and I guess that's family, right? Sometimes you can pick your spouse, but you can't pick the family. But as family, you depend on each other. Ever since this whole soda blow up, his father got sick and can't drink soda anymore. And now I go back to, remember that time when
I got two questions for you, Lisa. Two questions.
Okay.
First of all, what brand of soda were we talking about? What were they drinking?
Well, I'm thinking like anywhere from Mountain Dew to Dr. Pepper.
Oh. Not even Sprite.
Two solid choices. Free. Can't say that I'd be mad at that.
Not mad about a DP.
Two solid choices, Lisa. Okay, second. All joking aside, seconds.
And then send them home.
That's fine. I'm just goofing with you, Lisa. Second thing, did the blow up need to happen? Did it change anything? Did you get results?
For the most part, my kids and my in-laws didn't have too close of a relationship for a short.
Okay, so bottom line, did it help?
Not really.
So Lisa, I need to get you a glass of Mountain Dew immediately.
In some situations, you got to suck it up. Now, okay. There are still right. boundaries. Going right. back to the boundaries.
Oh. Lisa, okay, I love you to pieces. I got a bunch of callers to get to. So bottom line, do you want her to speak up and say something to the mother-in-law? Needs to be said.
Be careful what you say.
Okay.
Yeah. Right, that's true. I would agree with that.
Pick your battle.
You don't want to destroy that relationship if there's any there. I mean, you really don't.
But sometimes you just got to say stuff.
You do. I know,
but quit giving the kids soda. Quit bringing presents over every time you show
up. That's your husband's mom, though, too.
Exactly.
Like, you're going to. That's a fight you don't want to go down.
And you're going to rely on that family at some point. Mm-hmm. I liked how she said that. Like, what if you need someone to pick up the kiddos from school?
That's a good point.
You don't want me around them. I give them soda.
But like, they'll pick the kids up with a bucket full of toys, and then they'll go home and eat cookies and soda. Like, you don't want that
so
either.
What?
You find somebody, else to find somebody else to pick up your kids.
That's not bad.
Is
not
it
that easy.
Layla? Hi, Layla. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
What do you think Teresa should do with her monster-in-law?
This is so crazy. It makes me realize how blessed I am for the mother-in-law that I have.
Oh.
And also, I think you need to set boundaries since the beginning with your in-laws. It's your house, your rules. That was my vagina who got destroyed with those three little kids.
Well, that escalated quickly, didn't it?
I mean, I'm sorry.
All right, that's fine. Now we're all thinking about your hoo-ha, but that's okay.
No, but it's good. The hoo-ha is good. It's good.
It's fine. It bounces back, I'm sure. It bounces right back. It's all good. Good God.
It is crazy.
We just
it
were ready. We were ready for that.
We were
I'm
not
sorry,
ready.
Guys, I'm sorry.
No,
I'm sorry. I'm trying to keep it cool.
I'm still thinking about it.
I've never seen Josh so red.
I'm still thinking about it. I don't want to.
We're all good now, though, right,
we're
Layla?
Good.
Everything's fine?
Let's just go back to the mother-in-law, okay?
Thank you.
But it is, it's my house, my rules. I rule even her son. Imagine my kids. I mean,
rule her son. That's a good line right there.
Yeah. You've got a lot of good lines.
I like that. Yeah,
I like
Layla.
You, you can call whenever you want.
We like you, Layla.
My kids were going to be so proud of me if they knew I was talking to you guys.
Yeah.
Because they listen to you guys.
We should send your kids what you said.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for listening every day on the way to school.
Yes,
it's very nice of you.
Very sweet.
Hey, you mentioned you got a great mother-in-law. Give her a shout-out.
Yeah.
Yes, she's amazing. I love my mother-in-law. She's like my second mom. Aww. Sometimes she takes better care of me than my own mother, so I'm very blessed.
What's her name?
Carol.
Good old Carol. Good Carol.
Bye.
Layla, thank you for all the laughs this morning, and good luck to you and your hoo-ha, okay?
Yeah. Thank you. No, the hoo-ha is awesome.
Good for you.
You got her the kids.
High five.
Reach.
High five.
Reach, girl, reach.
I'm going to let you go because I don't know what else you're going to say. Have a good day.
Bye, Layla.
That
was my favorite call ever.
Ever. Rye.
Ever.
Hey, Rye.
Hi. How are you?
We're doing super dupes. How are you doing?
I am doing fantastic.
Oh, that's great. So what do you want to say for Show Wants to Know and Teresa's overindulgent mother-in-law?
I think that the thing is if you aren't willing to set the boundary, because your kids know what your rules are, your kids see that, and if you aren't willing to set the boundaries, your kids learn from you, then when they need to set boundaries as adults, what are they going to think? What are they going to do with that?
Yeah.
Or when they need to set boundaries with people that are pushing them, you have to be able to teach your kids, show them by example, and let them know. And then, you know, if you're not setting these boundaries and you're showing that your mother-in-law is willing to push these, then when they get older, I mean, are they going to listen to you when you say, hey, don't sneak out at night or whatnot? You know, they're not going to want to respect you because they've learned when they were kids that they don't need to because you're not going to enforce that.
Well, think about it in their career. Like, if they have a supervisor telling them they can't do things, they're like, whatever, I am who I am. I'm going to do it anyway. I mean, that's not good.
Exactly. And the thing is with kids is when they're so young and impressionable, it isn't even about, like, don't drink soda because soda's bad, because soda is bad. But, like, respecting, one, the people who are, you know, I don't want to say like above them, but authority figures.
Authorities, yeah. Your elders.
Yeah, exactly. It'll get them farther in life and it'll teach them discipline and it'll teach them to respect their parents. And I think that, you know, part of it is the dad's responsibility. It's his mom. You know, if your husband isn't willing to stand up for you and what you believe in, then, and also rules that you both set. I mean, it's not like he's not like part of the rule setting. Like his mom is also disrespecting his boundaries.
That's right.
And that's not okay.
That is not okay. This is a great call.
Yeah.
Again,
I like
very wise comments here. Mm-hmm. You're spot on. You are spot on.
Thank you.
It's a really good call. I do have one quick question for you, though. If you were really forced to drink a soda, which one would you choose?
Oh, no. See, this question, I'm going to have a harder time answering.
Come on. If your mother-in-law was over there force-feeding you soda, which one would you want?
It's a root beer, right?
Come on,
classic.
It's definitely like a root beer float, specifically.
Yeah.
Without the ice cream, I won't even bother.
All right.
Yummy.
Solid choice, Rye. Solid choice.
Thank you guys so much.
Oh, thank you for giving us a call, and you have a great day.
You too.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
All right, we'll do one more. Here's Nancy Pants. Hi, Nancy.
Hi, how are you?
Well, we're super dupes. You get the very last word on this situation. What should Teresa do? Come on, it's all up to you now.
Well, honestly, I think she should let it go. It sounds like grandma loves the kids. And you know what? Be appreciative that you have grandparents who dote on you. And she's not meddling, you know, in the marriage per se and doing other things. And it's really, it sounds like it's about the kids. And, you know, I don't know. Is this an everybody loves Raymond situation where grandma lives next door and she's around every day?
Yeah, true.
Or is it like they see grandma, you know, once a week or every other week? I mean, let her spoil the kids a little bit. Like, that's their relationship, right? And let them do that. My kids are 12 and 16. Like, my 16-year-old's checked out. He doesn't see anyone anymore. Like,
yeah.
The time is just so little and it's so precious. I think let them, you know, be besties and do their thing. So, and develop their relationship.
This is the only call we've had like this.
I kind of like this.
Everyone else is like getting mom's kitchen, and you're like, just enjoy having grandma around.
Yeah, I kind of like it because you hit the nail on the head. It is so short. Like Nancy, you're so correct.
It's so short.
Those years that you are like, you know, in love with being with your grandparents, it is a really short time.
Yeah. Well, and we have
this mother-in-law could be dead at no time.
Yeah.
Well, right, and she's not meddling in the marriage. Well, I don't know, but as long as you know, it's just not like. You know, other things going on, and it's really about the kids. Like, what's the problem?
In a way, though, she is, because this might be causing a rift in the marriage, you know, because they could be arguing about this, you know, her actions, and he's not doing enough, and now you're overreacting. I mean, it really could ruin the marriage.
That's true. I just think it seems like it's central around the kids, and she really loves them, right?
And
if she brings crap over... Yeah, my parents do that. They bring a bunch of junk from their house over, and then the minute they leave, I just throw it away.
You're just like me with my mother. It goes in the Goodwill pile. I'm like, that's going to Goodwill.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, Nancy, something I think that needs to be pointed out, too, is the older generation. Like, maybe they didn't have grandparents who doted on them like that. So that's their, you know, this is like, I want to do what my grandparents didn't do for me. I want to show these kids I love them unconditionally and give them everything I never got, you know. And I think that there's some of that in this as well.
I totally agree. I mean, my dad's the same way. He didn't grow up with much. And I do. He brings just a bunch of junk from his house over to my house whenever they come visit. And it's because he loves them and it's because he didn't have stuff growing up. And he wants to give the kids stuff. And like I said, they leave and then I just go throw it away.
Nancy, you're getting forced to drink one soda from your mother-in-law. Which one are you choosing?
I would choose Pepsi. I don't drink soda. So, like, if I do get a chance, I just want a nice cold Pepsi out of, like, the fountain.
Not too shabby.
It's a good call.
Well done.
Good call.
Drinks are the best.
Uh-huh. Nancy, thanks for sounding off for Show
thanks
Wants
so
to
much.
Know. Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
I liked all of those.
I liked all
those.
These
were
calls.
Great.
I have no idea. What
every single
Teresa.
Call that happened, I'm like, I'm with you. No,
yeah,
I'm with you.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, I couldn't tell.
I like the one woman who said... you know, maybe talk to the husband and let the husband confront her a little bit more. Maybe start there.
Yeah.
Since it is his mom, like, let him take this on for a little bit and then just kind of go from there.
You're the only one that's a husband here. I mean, you have to side with the wife, right? You have
all
to.
All day long.
Yeah.
You have to.
If
happy
wanna...
wife, happy life. You
oh
cannot side with the mother. So you have to, whether you agree or not.
I would never side with my mother.
Were there times where you sided with your mom, though, over knick-knack?
Well, look at that. It is time to jump into traffic. Thank you, everybody, who called in today for Show Wants to Know. We got the Mile High Hype coming up next. Here's traffic.
Ever notice that purple shop button at checkout? The one that makes buying online effortless. That's Shopify. And it doesn't just make shopping easy. It makes starting a business easy too. Shopify is proud to power many sources of UK e-commerce. From brands like Mattel and Gymshark to new entrepreneurs. No coding? No problem. Shopify's ready-to-use templates help you create a stunning online store instantly. Manage everything in one place. From inventory and payments to analytics and marketing. Get the word out fast with built-in email and social tools to attract and retain customers. And that purple shop button, it's why Shopify has the highest converting checkout on the planet. Your customers already love it. If you want to see less carts being abandoned, it's time for you to head over to Shopify. For your £1 per month trial and start selling today at shopify.co.uk/try. Go to shopify.co.uk/try. Shopify.co.uk/try.